Good day, everybody. Once again, Pastor Tim Carscadden here, Christian Center Strip Daily Podcast. We're building on how to walk out your prophetic words. And today, we're going to speak into this very important thing about how your mind must be eternal and not temporal. Because if it's not, you will misappropriate the prophetic words over your life. All right, let's gain this revelation. Blessings to you today, as always. I always want to speak life over you when we start each and every podcast is to build you up. It is Thursday, 24th day of August, 2023, and we are pressing forward. We're in the month of Elul. Again, we laid that foundation Monday, where we're in the six-month preparation for refreshing Kadesh Barnea. We're going through. Stay in your lane. You understand how I've been building? God's using these prophetic words to build their building blocks for us to move forward. And all of you that have been listening all along the way, you're getting tools and keys to be successful in your walk with the Lord. And today we're going to close out this portion of what we've been talking about. Yesterday we talked about how to discern what comes into your ears. And today we're going to talk about focus. What is your focus on? Is it eternal or is it temporal? If it is temporal, you're going to have a hard time, and we're going to break that down, because if you don't see the long-term plan of what God's doing, then what's going to happen is you're going to live for the moment, and you're going to take your words and you're going to apply them instantly rather than eternally, and that will change your timing, perspective, and how you see things. You won't be seeing it for a long term, which means even if you're not here, you do the right thing. Even if you don't get a reward while you're here, you still do the right thing. That's what it talks about in Hebrews 11. They believed, yet they didn't see the promise. See, that's seeing eternal. That's way beyond. Abraham, he saw a new city. He never owned a piece of property other than the property where he buried Sarah, of the promised land that was promised to him. But he saw an author, a finisher of his faith. He saw the architect in heaven who was building a new Jerusalem. Even before there was a natural Jerusalem, he saw the future. And so therefore, he based his ministry on the eternal, not on the temporal. And you and your prophetic word have to understand that. Well, God told me to build this or do this. That's fine. But whether you see it or not, you do it, not because you get to see it or do it, not why I want to, I want you to. But the fact is, that's not your foundation. Your foundation is God asked you to do this. You understand that he had a purpose in it to bless you and bless others around you. But whether you get blessed fully or not is not as important. You know, if God's going to win an army, I'm going to win a battle, there's going to be casualties, right? Any soldier that goes to war, any general that sends soldier to war, he sees the long term, which is to take over the enemy, and he realizes he's going to lose some soldiers along the way. That doesn't stop him from sending them. He sends them because he knows that's the end time promise of what he's trying to do. Okay, are you with me? So we've been talking about going after what is the best. Don't settle for anything less, right? Jesus is that author and the finisher of our faith. We focus on what he's told us, the prophetic words he's given us, plus his written word. We meditate on that day and night, and we become into a deeper relationship with our friend, the person of the Holy Spirit. We come into friendship with him who administrates the heavenly realm, who administrates all that God has for us. And then also we work on obeying God quickly, promptly. We talked about that. And then last time we talked about discerning what you hear, not just what you hear, but how you hear it, and how Job gave us the example. It's like tasting food. If you don't like it, you spit it out, right? If it's not the Lord, you spit it out, like eating the meat and spitting out the bones. That's what we laid out last week. Okay, let's move forward. let's get you to a place where you're focusing on the right things, that you focus more on the eternal than the temporal. And if you want everything that God's promised you, you must be concerned this way. And when you look at your prophetic words, you've got to apply them eternally. The scripture says, Ecclesiastes says, that eternity dwells within us. So it's not something you've got to go get. You just got to draw from that well that's inside of you. Let me give you a passage here, 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen is eternal. Notice this. Paul says there's two basic things here, two areas. There's the eternal, and then there's the temporal. He says the temporary things is what we can see, the things of this world, the things which we can effectively sense with all our senses. But the eternal things, which are unseen, belong to another world, a other world. It's invisible. It's eternal. And it brings out tremendous principle here. He says that our light affliction, the things that we're going through, works for us eternal weight of glory while we are looking not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So most of us are going through affliction. I'm going through it. You're going through it, right? That's real. We can't deny that. Sooner or later, we're all going to go through some trouble or hardship and some difficulty. But we have to see there's has to be an eternal value to what we're going through. And that's the condition here. We're looking at it's determined by how you look at things. But if we take our eyes off the eternal and we begin to look at the temporal, the things of this world, and that we can connect with our natural senses, then our affliction is no longer working for us eternal glory, which is God's purpose for us even to have it. But when we come into trouble or affliction, it's very, very important that we learn to respond the right way and not be distracted from the eternal by problems and by the trouble, but to keep our eyes on the eternal. So, or the unseen realm. If we see that, our affliction teaches us his statutes. We read that in Psalms 119. When we do this and we understand, we can embrace not that we want afflictions, but we understand what it's doing. Every time you go through an affliction and you turn your heart to the Lord, it gains eternal glory. Because God says you didn't let the temporal dictate what you did, but you did it for eternal purposes. So Paul purposely did this. It's a paradox is what's called. Because you can now look at things which are not seen. An answer is, of course, that we can contact the eternal, not by our physical senses, but by what? By faith. And we contact the temporal by our senses. We contact the eternal in our faith. And later he says, we walk as Christians by faith and not by sight. In other words, we are not primarily influenced by the temporal, by the things of this world, but we are influenced by the things of the Spirit and our walk of faith, and that directs us and it governs us. And we're willing then to go through affliction, not try to avoid it and get out of it. If God has an eternal purpose in it, we suffer through things. So in order to bring his kingdom to come, we're weary, we're tired. That's why Paul tells us later, don't grow weary in well-doing. In due season, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up. See, that's eternal. If you don't faint, you keep moving forward. If we go back a little bit, 2 Corinthians 3:8, Paul gives another revelation that is eternal, is revealed to us in the mirror of God's word. And so in various places, the word of God in scripture is compared to a mirror. We're told it's a mirror, which does not show us our natural person, our physical body, our outward appearance, but a mirror that shows us the unseen, the eternal things. It shows us the nature of the Spirit. It shows us things in the spiritual realm. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in the mirror the glory of God, are being transformed into the same image of glory of glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So here's the thing. When you're walking out your prophetic words, and you're eternally minded, you're eternally focused, you are being transformed into the glory of God. Do you see that? Are you so focused to say, well, I don't know if it's God or not until I see it physically manifested? Now, we're to believe for the physical manifestation. But the fact is, whether we see it or not, we believe. That's what faith does. That's the eternal, okay? And while we look in this mirror, we see the eternal and the glory of God prepared for us there. And that's the Holy Spirit works to transform us into what we're seeing, that we look like the glory we're gazing upon. And our eyes are, when their eyes are off the eternal, then the Holy Spirit can no longer transform us, because we end up trying to be transformed by the temporal. We try to look like another minister. We try to look like another Christian. We try to look like another worship leader, whatever. That's what happens when you're focused on the temporal. When you look at other ministries and say, I want to be like that. Is that eternal or is that temporal? That ministry is going to fade away. Eternal doesn't fade away. What we should look like is what he wrote about us. That's your prophetic words. I remember it's in The Call or The Final Quest. I always get those two books mixed up. But Rick Joyner, when he was taken to the throne room of God, he saw a guy, a street minister that he knew, who'd preach out on the streets. As a matter of fact, Rick said he didn't even like him. He thought he was hindering the gospel. And when he was at heaven, the Lord spoke to him and told him that this guy only saved one soul his entire life, only led one person to the Lord his entire life. But he's sitting at the throne because that's what was written about him. His job was to preach on the streets. His job was to help the hurting. And he only won one person to the Lord. And then in the same place, he'll see somebody else at the throne that had won thousands, maybe a Billy Graham or something like that. Because why? That's what was written about him. Remember, whatever your call is, there's grace to fulfill it. And you cannot measure. That's being eternally minded versus temporal. If you're comparing yourself to others, then you're not going to walk out your prophetic words, because you're always going to try to do your or carry out your word based on what others are doing. And this is very hard for us, because it's natural for us to go down that road, all right? And God, Jesus, is Lord both of the eternal and temporal. Absolutely he is, and he'll bless us in both realms, but only if we keep our priorities right. And if they're wrong, if we miss we're going to miss the blessing of the Lord. And the Spirit of God is not going to be able to work through us and through our words. Hebrews 11, 24 through 27. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he looked to a reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, but he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Whoa! The key phrase there is he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That's the eternal God. That's the eternal realm. That's the eternal realities. How do we see them? Not with our senses. We train our senses to discern good and evil. We do that, Hebrews 5:14. But by faith, right? We see it by faith. And because by faith we connect to that realm, that reality, we are not moved away from what we're supposed to be doing when the world systems around us are not doing what we want them to do. Look, he didn't even look at Egypt and all the riches he could have. He laid them down so that what? He could gain eternal riches. You know, opposite would be, that'd be Solomon. You know, Solomon gained the riches of the world and he was lost. Look, it's all vain. It's all vanity. It's all vanity. He realized it later in his life of what was wrong with that. And as wonderful as it is, you live with that. It's not eternal. Eternal is the greater priority. Not to say you can't have a nice home and nice things, but that cannot be your focus. If I'm building for that, I'm building where things that were rust and moth can decay. Okay, I've done the best I can to lay this out for you. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and trap into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. The end of that motivation is ruin and destruction, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from their faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, men of God, flee from all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and endurance and gentleness. 1 Timothy 6:9 through 11. That's where we are. We don't pursue riches. We pursue eternity. And when you have your prophetic words, That's what you have to do. Well, I hope this was all helpful. Applying your prophetic words. And today, it's all about focusing on the eternal, not the temporal. God will bless you in both realms. But remember, this affliction that we're going through is nothing compared to the eternal glory. And that we would become made into the image of that glory. And that is accomplished by focusing on the eternal. Father, I pray for everybody that they have that grace to do that. Release new levels of understanding to walk in that revelation of seeking the eternal and not the temporal. All right, God bless you guys. Love you. See you tomorrow. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on these platforms. Again, we always ask you, please share this with your friends and those that you feel want to know what the Lord is saying in this prophetic hour. We are pressing forward. This is a new month, as we talked about, but this is a season also that God has opened doors for resources and abundance, and I just want to speak that over you. And as you sow, not only to our ministry here, but to other ministries, that the abundance will flow. If you'd like to do it here, you can always go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and of course our app. There's a give button. Don't forget our app has so many different things on it. We put sermons, and you can have prayer requests, so many other things. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow. We love each and every one of you.